I feel like if you're a caller,
yeah,
you know how many people, like, you know, we see, we meet, whatever, and they're like, oh, I listen, I don't call. I'm like, yeah, well, the majority of people don't call.
Correct.
But generally, the people that do call, call, you know, relatively
frequently.
Mm-hmm. And Jag is like, I've been listening forever to the fan, and today I made my first call. We appreciate your first call. And maybe, like, it's like a tattoo. Once you get one, I don't know, I don't have any, but people say, like, once you get one tattoo.
Did you ever almost get one?
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. Almost. No, I didn't want to get kicked out of my house. My father probably would have kicked me out.
I hid it. I hid mine for my dad for a good year.
What do you have?
I've got like an animal. It's like whatever. It doesn't even matter. It's so stupid. It's on my left shoulder. So I actually,
what kind of animal?
I want to get it rebuilt in or redesigned into like a Celtic cross with the family's with
names
my kids'
on it.
Names
okay,
on
I like
it.
That.
But I came out. My dad was so opposed to tattoos. Right. I came out of the shower. You know, this is when I was in college. I got it when I was in college. It with my towel on going on, and I would walk backwards so that he could only see my chest because I knew if he saw the back, he was going to flip out. And one time, we're actually in Long Island, ironically, we're out at his buddy Alex's house, and we're in the pool, and, you know, we're playing whatever, and I just see him, and I freak, now I'm not on guard. Now, my mom knew I was going to get it. I didn't tell mom every day, it looked different. And I see him looking at me through the window, just peering at me. And listen, I'm not 13 years. He's not going to explode, but he looks at me and goes, you're an idiot. Because you're an idiot. That's exactly what he said. You're an absolute idiot. Whatever.
Can't disagree with that.
No.
I used to think about getting like, and it was stupid, like maybe the Falcons thing. Like, you know, Gio has that.
Gosh.
Yeah, how stupid would that have been? Gio got the Vikings thing.
He's got one?
He's got a tattoo of the Vikings.
Where is it? On his ankle or something?
I think it's on his like calf or something.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I need to know what type of animal this is, though.
I'm going to guess. A giraffe.
What do you have?
A giraffe.
Yeah. No.
No.
Bad guess. Hoff, you want to take a guess at what you think it is?
A chia pet.
No.
Boyle, take a guess what is?
Tiger.
Close.
Lion.
Like it's like a crawling
it's
panther.
It's a cat.
Panther.
No, it's not
Ooh.
A cat.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I mean actually
panther.
I guess some regard it is. It's horrendous. It's such
and
a like
what made you go with that though? Was it like
I knew I wanted to get one. All right.
Just a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like this is when like the barbed wire was like the Asian lettering was
yes,
a big thing. Some of my buddies got that.
And Pam Anderson had the barbed wire,
she
right?
She did. She absolutely did. She did. And I almost got this would have been terrible too. The Marist logo was a red fox. So I almost got a red fox. Like leaning on a baseball bat, flipping a ball up with my number. I was 18 years old, like 19 years old.
You know, that would have been great. No, but at least
so
that
stupid.
There was like.
I know.
That
would have
been. You went to Maris.
Yeah,
you were
no,
a baseball
I know.
Player at Maris.
Well, the thought is like the animal, you know, fast and aggressive and sneaky. I mean, I'm not saying there's no symbolism, even though I was slow.
So, like.
I don't know. I didn't give it the thought that I should have given it before I got it.
Right. But even then, like your thought process as a 20 year old or whatever.
Whatever. I knew I got it in Wantagh. In Wantagh, Long Island. Yeah, someplace off, whatever. Not Merrick Bowl, whatever.
So,
one of those,
not that
streets.
Maybe you didn't have the nickname back then, but like, you know, they called Pete Alonso the polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
They called you the panther.
No, they didn't. They didn't. It's really a nonsensical tattoo. It's just so
Most
stupid.
People don't get that, right? Like,
yeah, I hear you.
Can you have it? You could have it transformed. Didn't they do like
I almost got it rubbed out. Like, it's right here. You could actually see it. I mean, we're on camera.
Yeah,
so
yeah just show everybody. Yeah. Now, that's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
It's like it's faded and it's like that.
We'll see it at the pool party. When
very, I don't care when I'm at the pool. I don't care. It's not very vibrant. It's like a very dull, fading, blackish gray. It's horrible.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, I feel like people, I don't know, I don't have one, but when they get a tattoo, some people really want more. Once you call, like for me, it became a dick.
Oh, that's where we were going. Do you have any tattoos?
I don't know, but if
you look like a tattoo guy.
I was thinking about it for a while. I had piercings back in the day. That's what I had. My
piercings.
Eyebrows pierced.
Your nipples,
your eyebrows
no.
pierced?
Yeah, I was
you
in a rock band, dude.
Eyebrows?
Yeah. I was in a metal band, dude. Come on.
Did it hurt?
No.
No. I had my ear. Did you ever get your ear pierced?
I had two earrings.
That was one thing. I got a hoop. I've always wanted one.
I had a hoop, too.
And my father.
Nope. My dad hated it.
I did it, and he saw it, and I thought he was going to let it go. He didn't.
Our dads were really alike. Yeah. I actually hid the earring from him for 2 days. I had one of the, like, a flesh-colored Band-Aid over it. So at the dinner table, I would turn away from him. I had to do all these things so he couldn't see what I was really doing.
Yeah. Instead of just listening to him.
God almighty.
Boyle, you got tattoos? You definitely
got
like
He's got to be tatted up,
I do.
This guy.
How many you got?
I got three. I got this one on the forearm.
What does it say?
It's no fear in Italian.
Okay.
Are you Italian? Boyle, the Irishman.
Yes.
No fear in Italian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom's maiden name is
Boyle
Russo.
No. Yeah.
Mom's maiden name
okay.
is Russo.
Okay, right, there you go.
There you go, Pat. Okay.
I got the big shamrock on the chest.
And then it's...
Big
can I guess so the last one?
Italian?
Guy, what a meathead.
The last one, I think he's got a panther on his back, too.
What a meathead.
Where, the lower back? Where do you got that, Pat?
No, I got a tattoo on my ass.
No, you don't.
You want to see?
No.
Where's the third one? Do you actually have
no,
one?
No, it's above the shamrock.
Oh, okay. I mean, what does that one
it's
say?
It's some stupid quote.
Okay. What is it?
Some about the ones we love never truly leave us.
That's not stupid. Is it paying homage to somebody who passed away?
Well, my sister came up with the idea. No, not paying homage. Me, my sister, and my brother got matching.
Okay.
All right.
There
okay.
you go. I mean
okay.
something.
Okay. You know, I almost got a second one. I was the first time I ever went to Las Vegas. This is like a year after I got the first one. Yeah. Me and my buddy Rob, we were rocked, man. We were on the strip for like 2 hours, and we already got
the cop.
We were actually on the strip for 20 minutes. The cop already pulled them over. Like it was, we had just turned 21. It was mayhem, and he wound up getting one, and I was this close to get. And it was going to be a shamrock. It was going to be something of that variety. And I actually remember, I remember calling my ex-girlfriend. I'm like, sure. She's like, don't get it. Don't get it. And I didn't get it. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Although, listen.
Maybe get like her name on you.
No, I was never going to do that. Tattoos on certain people look really, really good.
Yeah.
They really do.
I'm trying to think of
like
who.
The arm sleeve. Some of those look great.
Like Spike?
Honestly, they look pretty good on Spike.
I
he wears
so
them well.
I agree with that.
He carries them well. Like The Rock. Like they just, they
I
fit
guess.
His whole.
Yeah,
but you gotta have the right body.
That's what I mean.
Good.
By once you get one, see some of these guys like you like Luis Hill's tattoos.
I hate that. I don't. I'm not a fan of that.
The
I'm
neck
not,
tat.
Myself personally, no.
Mike Tyson face.
No, the face. Come on, dude.
Alvarez has a neck tattoo.
Yeah, doesn't he have it says like troll or something
he does.
Like that
He's got
on the neck?
I haven't noticed that. It's not like heels, though, is it?
Yeah,
like big across his neck.
How about this?
How have I missed that?
How about instead of dressing up as WWE characters, the loser of the gotta get a little tat,
a neck tattoo,
not a neck tattoo,
but a tat that you could hide,
a little tat,
yeah,
a little rat tat tat.
Yeah, that might not be a bad bet at some point,
right? Why not?
Of what? Yeah, BT and Sal, the big.